boys and girls, one of these things is not like the other. And I'm going to go with human. All right, and you're human.
I'm a human, yes.
And these two men up here?
That's my father and his toy robot. Guess who's real?
Guess who's real? Oh, God, it's talking.
Well, I guess the robot is talking.
You guys won 2006 Robot of the Year, right, Time Magazine?
Yes, yes.
Why make the robot look exactly like your father, and what sort of purpose will this provide for society?
Well, in my father's word is he wants to show that he's talented, so yes. I want to make a double of him. But in theory that he wanted to prove there's a perfect marriage between technology and art.
Okay.
So his business is specialized in museum displays for super realistic sculptures.
Yeah.
And this particular robot is all handcraft. Every single step is by labor. And all the hair, 60 to 80,000 pieces of human hair, are plugged in by person, one piece by piece. So the robot itself, it takes more than 80 steps just doing the silicone figure. On top of that, it's the robotic side and technology. So the whole robot took like 6 months to make.
6 months, and now the skin, it looks so real. The hands look so real. What is the skin made of? Is it some sort of plastic?
It's made of silicone material that my father has invented.
It's amazing. And why make it look like, do you have one? Do you have a robot that looks like you?
It's in progress.
Oh, it's in progress. And what if I wanted a robot that looked like me? Because I do.
Well, that you would lose your job. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I would lose my job?
Yeah. But my father's goal is to, in the future, as Bill Gates put it, that robots go into household in the next 30 years. So my father thinks that people don't want to have a home care that's a cold machine look like a robot. So we want to have a very lifelike robot to make you feel comfortable to be around the house and then take your temperature, chit-chat with you, helping you, whatever sort of problem you want to take care of.
It's unbelievable. Now, what sort of movements can it do? Because I've noticed that the eyes blink and obviously his head turns and his mouth moves. Do his arms move? Like, how many movements does he make?
Well, we're very in infancy in technology, so we only do make very simple movements. For example, move his head from side to side and nod and blink his eyes and roll his eyeballs from left to right and speak Chinglish once in a while.
Speak Chinglish once in a while. And now, is it controlled by a remote control? Is there like a man behind the curtain, or is it just based on when does it move?
So far, it is controlled, but...
Who's got it? Who's got the controller?
Well, you have to guess. There's a mysterious man out there. But, you know, so far we're hoping in the future, next step, we want to work on the facial expression.
Yeah.
And, of course, ideally, he will start walking. But he's only a baby. He was born June last year.
Oh, he's just a little baby.
Yeah.
Well, he's pretty awesome. And if people wanted to, like, you know, join your campaign or learn more about you, do you have a website or a URL we can point them to?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to visit our website. It's www.xsm.cn.
XSM.CN.
Yes.
And that's where why would I lose my job if I had my robot made?
I think a robot can do your job. I'm sorry to tell you.
Honey, you must not know about me.